Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jeff Robinson. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Upshaw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pettis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Pettis. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Washington applying the tag. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Whitaker strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Trammell hits a pop-up beyond first. Upshaw can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Salazar moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knight hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Knight moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knight moves to third. Brookins moves to second. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knight scores. Brookins moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Heath moves to third. Pettis moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Salazar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Pettis scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball towards center. Carter catches it and throws to home to double up Whitaker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herndon moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herndon moves to third. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Allenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Salazar moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Salazar. Clark reaches second base with a double. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco strikes out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pettis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Salazar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wallowander pinch runs for Larry Herndon. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knight is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brookins moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pettis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Heath moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to third. Pettis moves to second. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Salazar is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath tags and scores. 1 out. It's 6-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 4 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Pettis moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Jim Wallowander. Buddy Black now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.